April is National Poetry Month, and we've asked some of our favorite poets to come in and read for us. On today's Poetry Break, it's Marie Ponceau.
I thought it would be interesting for me at WNYC to read a couple of NYC poems. And the first one that I'm going to read is a sonnet. It's my personal opinion that we should all write a sonnet every day. If we think we don't have time for it, well, look at all the nonsense we do have time for, and maybe substitute. Anyway, this tells a little piece of a story. It's called Winter. I don't know what to say to you, neighbor, as you shovel snow from your part of our street, neat in your Greek black. I've waited for chance to find words. Now, by chance, we meet. We took our boys to the same kindergarten 13 years ago when our husbands went. Both boys hated school, dropped out feral, dropped into separate troubles. You shift snow fast, back bent. But your boy killed himself, 6 days dead. My boy washed your wall when the police were done. He says, we weren't friends, and shakes his head. But I told him it was great he had that gun, and shakes. I shake close to you, close to you. You have a path to clear, and so you do. Maybe that's less a New York poem than a personal poem. I'd like to read you a poem that hasn't yet been published, although it's soon to be published in Commonweal, about something that used to happen in New York. I have the great advantage of being old. Old is the best, and I want everybody to know that so they'll have it to look forward to. In the New York of my childhood, on Easter Saturday, there was a sort of an Easter celebration in the Catholic churches. After they had their celebration of the Mass in the morning, they would ring their bells. And the fact that they were all ringing them at pretty much the same time, and kept ringing them all morning long, made it a hysterically exciting day to a small child. So this is what this is about. On Easter Saturday, bells whacked the air. Pet dogs help children. Spring after spring, two blaze-white Samoyeds sped me out, to my relief, to run into a new hush after the last noon clang of church bells, rung, ringing since dawn, proclaiming Easter Saturday. Big bells high up, all of them at once, let loose a deafening glory for my city of muted immigrants. Plenty of Catholics, bells just a few blocks apart. Italy, Poland, Ireland, Germany, and Spain. They're metal-tested, they're cast full-voiced, non-liturgic, jubilee, wake up, hear this, look out, resurrection, alleluia, in yanked abandon all morning. Avenue traffic drowned out, backyards and alleys humming in sound surge, and my breath a strong pulse of everywhere hooray. No synchrony, no harmony, no purity, just hooray, just giant jubilee noise. Dogs, of course, not liking it, but for me, utter exultation rampant. Though I loved my dogs, and took the run they gave me, exulting, this is the day that the world hath made. Rejoice and be glad therein.
That was Marie Ponceau. Her most recent book of poems is called Springing. To learn more about Marie Ponceau and her work, go to the Leonard LoPage Show page at WNYC.org.